From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A South Korean official says Kim Jong-un has agreed to meet with South Korea's president next month and impose a moratorium on nuclear and missile tests if his country holds talk with the United States, adding,
North Korea made the clear point of view for denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula and said that there was no need to keep its nuclear program as long as there was no military threat against it and the safety of its regime was secured.
U.S. President Donald Trump responded to the news via Twitter, saying, "We will see what happens." Russia's defense minister said Tuesday that Syrian rebels, in addition to civilians, are free to use evacuation corridors to leave the besieged eastern Ghouta area. Jeff Custer reports.
A ministry statement said the fighters could take their guns and their families, but did not specify where they could go. Continuing violence has undercut a UN-demanded nationwide ceasefire in Syria, as well as Russia's self-declared daily humanitarian pause meant to allow civilians to leave eastern Ghouta. On Monday, an international convoy of humanitarian aid trucks cut short its mission to deliver supplies in eastern Ghouta after government forces continued their aerial bombardment and ground assault. The United Nations says another attempt is planned for Thursday. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A Russian transport plane has crashed in Syria, killing all 32 people on board, according to Russian media. The Russian Defense Ministry said the plane went down at Russia's Hmeymim Air Base in Latakia province. The Antonov 26 transport plane was carrying 26 passengers and 6 crew members. For additional stories, follow the Voice of America on social media platforms. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday said the United States is not backing down on its decision to impose 25% tariffs on steel imports and 10% tariffs on imported aluminum products. This is despite growing pressure from political and diplomatic allies and U.S. companies to pull back from a policy that could spark a trade war. The Kremlin says it didn't take them long in response to media speculation that it was involved in the critical injury of Sergei Skripal, a former Russian spy exposed to an unknown substance in Britain. Matthew LaRotonda has that story.
The Kremlin says it's, quote, open to cooperation surrounding the incident of Sergei Skripal, the former Russian double agent now in intensive care after he was exposed to an unknown substance in Britain. A Kremlin spokesperson called the incident tragic, but said they didn't have any other information. A British counterterrorism unit is now involved in the investigation. 66-year-old Skripal is a former military intelligence officer who was convicted in Russia in 2006 of spying for the United Kingdom, where he settled after being exchanged in a spy swap.
As reporter Matthew LaRotonda. A United Nations official says Myanmar security forces continue to subject the remaining Rohingya Muslims in the northwest Rakhine state to human rights abuses. Andrew Gilmore, the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, said he believes the ethnic cleansing of Rohingya from Myanmar continues. He says that if children do not receive an education, they could be radicalized in the future. However,
now I do not buy for one moment the narrative that some of those who were responsible for the ethnic cleansing have been putting out, that these are a radical population.
Guy Verhofstadt, the European Parliament's Brexit coordinator, said Tuesday he urged the UK to stick as close as possible to European Union laws and regulations after leaving the bloc to prevent job losses.
It's time that we conclude on citizens' rights and that we have it right, that the rights of you UK nationals on the continent are guaranteed, and that the rights of the EU citizens living in Britain are guaranteed, not only before withdrawal, but also during the transition period.
He said his hope remained that the UK would remain inside the single market and customs union. Trevor Bayliss, creator of the Clockwork or Wind-Up Radio, died Monday after a lengthy illness. He was 80. Bayliss developed his best-known invention after seeing a television program on AIDS in Africa and learning that people weren't getting life-saving information because they didn't have electricity or couldn't afford batteries to power radios. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.